Russian heavy defeat there today, but probably kind of maybe not expected the scoreline to be the way it was, but Galway are in good form at the minute.
Yeah, 100%. Like, here, we knew going into this game that Galway were a strong side. You know, they're top of the table at the minute for a reason. We knew it was going to be a tough challenge throughout, and do you know what? It was a tough game out there throughout. A lot of mistakes were made on our side of things, just some drop balls, and things just weren't really going in our way. And Galway, you know, made the most out of that as well. So credit where credit's due, Galway were very good out there tonight, in fairness.
Yeah, the final score, Galway 2-16, Donegal 6 points, but it didn't look as bleak at half-time. You know, you're only 6 points down. Those two goals, of course, separating the side, it was very hard to catch in that and going out in the second half then against a tight breeze.
Yeah, like, do you know what? We knew going in at half-time that, you know, there were 6 points in it, and that's really only 2 kicks to the ball when you think about it. And we knew we kind of had to come out fighting, and it was going to be a tough challenge. It was kind of like an uphill battle from there. You know, we just, things weren't going our way, like I said. A couple of balls were kind of dropping, and we found it hard to probably try and get break out from the backs. And in fairness to Galway, they did put a good press on us. You know, when balls were coming through, they were doubling up on us and things like that. So it was a tough challenge now. And like I said, they got scores out of it in the end up, you know.
Yeah, and looking at Donegal's score sheet, probably six points, and maybe 3 or 4 of them come from frees. You'd probably be looking at trying to capitalise and getting more scores on the board against those big teams.
Yeah, 100%. Look, that's something that we definitely know ourselves. We're going to work on coming up now, you know, in trainings and things, and that's something that you need to work on in training, getting scores on the board and creating those chances and taking opportunities when the opportunities come. And I think that's the most important part. It's trying to get numbers up and, you know, make those opportunities for our forwards, the likes of Susie in there and Jodie and all those girls, you know, with those strong feet behind them. Kitty Dowd's coming through that middle as well. Like, you know, the people with the strong kicks. It's just our job to try and set them up as best we can. And like I said, go back to the drawing board now on Wednesday and, you know, take a look at all that, take a look at the video and see where we can get better at it then.
Yeah, and like, Galway come out there today with huge experience, and you know there is experience there within the Donegal team, but probably not enough at the minute, and it's something you're probably working on now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's no surprise to everyone that, you know, we have lost a few players. I think it's been probably the talk of the town at the minute that we've lost a good few of our experienced players and things, and we do have a younger group coming through there. And I suppose when you do look at the two teams on paper, Galway would have the more experienced age, the Divley's there, and Nicola Ward and all that as well. They would have, like I said, on paper, the more experience on things like that. And on our side, we do have a really young squad. So it's just about building our confidence up through the year. It's definitely building up on that and kind of going forward to where we can go forward. And as kind of like the more experienced players like myself, Susie, Evelyn and there, Niamh Carr, it's about what we can do for those younger players to try and build up their confidence and get them the experience that they deserve as well. And I think, you know, this league so far has given them great opportunities to build on that and take all the learns for it, you know, going into championship as well when bigger, tougher teams are coming at us. You know, you have the likes of Armagh coming up in the Ulster final and things like that as well in the Ulster series. So it's going to be tough, but you know, it's about what we can do to try and get as much strange minutes as we can going forward.
Yeah, and looking forward, I suppose, 2 home games left. Tipperary and yourself now in 4th place in the table, probably, as James said, in the same sort of dogfight. And then, you know, Cork Giants end coming at the end. It's not going to be a tough end to the league, but one you'd hope you'd maybe get a few victories under your belt in Division 2. And that'll leave, you know, a bit of momentum going into the championship.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we knew towards the end of the league it was going to be a lot tougher. Like, you know, like you said, we have Tipperary there, we have Cork coming through as well. Like, so it is going to be a tough kind of end to our season. We definitely bigger games coming up, and it's only going to get tougher as the season goes on. So hopefully now, you know, like I said, we'll go back to the drawing board, look at everything, and hopefully we'll get some wins behind us, get some scores on the board and reset and go again coming the next game now.